Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. One person is dead and two others are injured following a shooting in Mattapan this morning. It's the second homicide in the neighborhood in 4 days, and residents and police are angry. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
If you're not watching where you're going on Deering Road today, you might step in blood. I did. A few hours after the shooting, a cleanup crew was still disinfecting blood-splattered sidewalks, a street sweeper was whisping away debris. People who live on Deering Road gathered on their porches, processing what just happened. Harold Myers lives across the street from where the shooting happened. He says he heard about 6 gunshots. He says he's from a rough part of Trinidad and is no stranger to the sound of gunfire.
I didn't move here to hear gunshots. I moved here to have a more relaxed, you know, settled kind of way. You know, I try to move away from that life.
Myers says he's disturbed by all the violence that seems to be happening in his neighborhood.
I have a little granddaughter. She's now 12 years old. You know, and she could have been outside playing, you know.
Just Saturday, a public works employee was killed in Mattapan. There have been 17 shootings in the area this year. Police Commissioner Willie Cross is aiming his frustration at the criminal justice system.
We are sick and tired of when we make arrests. Several of the individuals, it's their third and fourth time with a firearm offense.
Cross says releasing people with stay-away orders and house arrest ankle bracelets doesn't work, and Myers, who lives across the street from today's shooting, agrees. He says GPS ankle bracelets can't monitor someone's intent to commit crimes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.